Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no doctor's hands in my dreams.
Since the early days of jazz, there has always been a strong relationship between the songs of Broadway musicals and jazz. Jazz musicians have recorded many of these songs, which have become jazz standards. Works by Cole Porter, Rodgers and Hart, the Gershwin Brothers, Jerome Kern, etc., are common in jazz. Some pieces written about Broadway have also become part of the jazz repertoire, so today we will explore some of these songs on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Lullaby of Broadway was written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin for the film The Gold Diggers of 1935. It won the Academy Award for Best Song that year. Ann Richards recorded the song Broadway in 1958 on the album I'm Shooting High with the Brian Farnan Orchestra. A big band led by baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan recorded the standard Broadway, a song from 1940, on the 1960 release The Concert Jazz Band. Dixieland trumpeter Ruby Braff recorded Give My Regards to Broadway on his album Easy Now of 1958. The song was written in 1904 for the musical play Little Johnny Jones.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of a subway train, the rattle of the taxi. At Angelo's and Maxie's, when a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Sleep.
Today, the Doctor of Jazz is presenting jazz works about Broadway, which is a street in Midtown Manhattan. It has been the center of the theater district of New York City since the 1850s. There are now approximately 41 theaters in the area, with musical shows being the most prevalent kind of entertainment. In 1978, singer and guitarist George Benson made a live recording of the pop song On Broadway from the album Weekend in L.A. Then, Artie Shaw and his swing band will do To a Broadway Rose, and the Latin band of Perez Prado will play Broadway Mambo from 1957. Then from the Manhattan Room of the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City, Martha Tilton sings Blossoms on Broadway with the Benny Goodman Orchestra in 1937.
Baby, baby. Thank you. on Broadway when I'm walking with you. Blossoms where trees never grew. I forget the crowd and the loud rumble of cars and all the bright lights turn into stars. There is magic on Broadway when you're at me. Magic my heart never knew. What a joy to be blissfully wandering through the blossoms on Broadway.
We are celebrating Broadway on this Dr. Jazz Hour. In 1994, Diana Krall recorded Broadway on her album Only Trust Your Heart with Christian McBride on bass and Louis Nash on drums. Acoustic guitarist Earl Klugh included Broadway Ramble on his 1981 release Crazy for You. Then we go back all the way to 1920 with the original Dixieland Jazz Band and Broadway Rose.
Where the joy of living holds way.
This is the Dr. Jazz Hour, and we'll begin this last set with another one by George Benson, this time an instrumental, off-Broadway, from his 1980 album, Give Me the Night. After Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey reunited in 1953, they recorded Stompin' Down Broadway. And lastly, here's another instrumental version of Broadway by altoist Art Pepper, after one of his incarcerations for drug charges, from his 1956 album, The Return of Art Pepper. Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Russ Freeman piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Shelly Mann on drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.